The violence in Juarez continues despite government efforts to curb the power of the drug cartels. In recent days, headless bodies have turned up on the streets, and signs have been posted around town threatening local police who try to interfere with drug smuggling. The climate of fear has complicated the work of El Paso resident Jaime Avella, who helped found the Cross-Border Association of Relatives and Friends of Disappeared Persons several years ago, and now finds himself mostly on his own.
Our people, the relatives of these people that disappeared primarily between 1994 and 2002, are still afraid of the mafia.
Ervega, who is 79 and somewhat disabled, still ventures across the border to Juarez on occasion, but he finds little support there. He says people who had once worked closely with him no longer communicate at all, and that even some of his own relatives avoid him out of fear. But Ervega says he and the people in his association pose no threat to drug gangs.
We don't investigate anything. We simply want to locate whatever is left of them, so that that mother and that wife and those relatives may then stop wondering whatever happened to their loved one.
Mexican authorities have discovered the remains of dozens of people in clandestine graves and are conducting DNA tests to identify them, but many families are reluctant to contact them out of fear or distrust of the officials who are supposed to be enforcing the law. University of Texas at El Paso professor Howard Campbell says association members have often described abductors as being in police or military uniforms.
The general assumption of people in that organization, I believe, and a lot of social critics, is that there are elements of the police and military that have been corrupted and basically have become the protection arms for drug cartels. But proving these things in specific cases is always very difficult.
While it's possible that kidnappers have obtained uniforms and can masquerade as police or soldiers, Campbell says Mexicans have good reason to be skeptical.
The drug business has become so large and so extended. It's like this octopus with like 50 tentacles that have sort of infiltrated every aspect of Mexican society today.
Jaime Ervega was recently disappointed to find that one of the police officials he trusted most was corrupt.
The very chief of the people in charge of investigating criminal activities was himself jailed for connections with the mafia.
Ervega continues to seek informers who can provide information on missing persons, but the only reward he can offer is the moral satisfaction an informer would feel for having done the right thing. Despite the frustrations and the danger, Ervega still goes over to the Mexican side of the border now and then to further his cause.
I've been afraid from day one, but you get used to it. I mean, you come to the point where you say, well, what else am I going to do with my life? You talk about how things should be and what other people should do and why don't they do this? Well, let's see, what the hell am I doing?
Jaime Ervega is director and chief activist of the Association of Relatives and Friends of Disappeared Persons in the El Paso-Juarez border region. Greg Flakes, VOA News, El Paso, Texas.